USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
During a signing ceremony, President Donald Trump was asked if he sees any connection between a growing tide of white nationalism and the New Zealand mosque attacks that left 49 people dead.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's the case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved. But it's certainly a terrible thing.
The question came after Mr. Trump issued his first veto to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding. Trump called the resolution reckless and said he was proud to veto it. Heavy flooding continues in Nebraska, where it and other states in the Midwest gear up for days and even weeks of waterlogged misery. A number of communities have been evacuated in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa due to flooding from rivers following heavy snow and lots of ice jams. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
49 dead and dozens wounded in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks, a gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has things sewn up, at least on his forehead. Sporting a huge Band-Aid, the independent senator met with a health care panel in South Carolina and got a clean bill of health at a local walk-in clinic. He'd cut his head earlier on a glass shower door. He has a rally Saturday in Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will revoke or deny visas to International Criminal Court personnel who attempt to investigate alleged abuses committed by U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Pompeo says investigations would be a threat to the U.S. rule of law.
Implementation of this policy has already begun. Under U.S. law, individual visa records are confidential, so I will not provide details as to who has been affected and who will be affected. But you should know, if you're responsible for the proposed ICC investigation of U.S. personnel in connection with the situation in Afghanistan, you should not assume that you will still have or will get a visa, or that you will be permitted to enter the United States.
Pompeo did not disclose the names of any individuals at the Hague-based court whose visas would be canceled, citing privacy restrictions. North Korea is considering suspending nuclear talks with the U.S. and may rethink a ban on missile and nuclear tests unless Washington makes some concessions. This comes from a senior North Korean diplomat who also said the talks broke down between the two countries because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton created an atmosphere of hostility in the Hanoi talks. Bolton tells CNN.
I think that's inaccurate, but the president is our decision maker. I've seen the statement you're referring to just in the past hour. I've spoken to my South Korean counterpart, and we've discussed their reaction and our reaction.
A father of three killed his wife and his three children, then took his own life and set fire to the family home in rural western Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.